This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
Just a bunch of white trash.
I can't stand. Stand
by there, Buzz.
I can't bear to.
We didn't play just a little bit of the OJ thing that is continuing.
Very good.
You know, that interview that O.J. did on the internet.
Where he's getting hassled by everybody, and rightly so.
Here's one that I don't think we heard. This is the third part of this thing. O.J.'s prank pitchfork caller. And during this entire thing, we don't know the audio, but this is good news for Hill, you know, my girl, for president. O.J. announced during this entire thing that he was voting for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I'm sure she's delighted to have that endorsement.
And the reason is, what did he say? Because he went golfing with Bill Clinton one time, and he's a good guy.
Oh, God.
Good guy.
Hi. Great to be with y'all. This is a real honor. I just wanted to tell her, I think OJ, biggest fan in the world. I was about 6 years old. 1973 season, the magical season, on the sidelines, and it's before the game starts and y'all were warming up, and she was trying to get my football signed by you, and she yelled, "Juice." And I saw you coming over, but I got distracted like little kids do. And I turned around, and not only had you signed her football, but you had lanced my mother in the side of the neck with a pitchfork and signed it.
Oh, there you go. I thought he was leading up to something actually pretty decent,
it's
of course.
So funny.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that, see, the thing that we do here, and I found it curious the other day when the guy called about the 2,000 yards or murdering two people. And the media made such a big deal about that. There's a guy in Miami that I listen to every morning. He's the number one drive time guy. He has to turn off about a third of his callers.
Sure.
And all of these call-in shows, they got a seven-second delay, and it probably up to 40% of their callers they have to turn off for saying stupid things like this, right? Now, we don't have a seven-second delay.
Right, that's part of this.
So we have to deal with some of these people. And then the media runs as if this is something unusual.
Boy, too bad we aren't that host in Miami that he just endorsed.
Wow.
What a douchey.
We'd have fun with that.
Good afternoon, O.J. How you doing?
Not too bad. And you?
Oh,
this is a quick one. Just listen to O.J. scream not. Okay, this is a 10-second clip.
Good afternoon, O.J. How you doing?
Not too bad. And you?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, I'm doing all right. I love the book. Great idea. Nah.
Well, don't buy it. Hey, don't buy it. I mean, I would tell people don't buy the book.
I
bet, you know, really, with the way he's been acting since this whole came down, probably a little bit of a reality check for him when he got done doing this. You notice he laughed after both of those questions. I'm just relieved he can laugh again. Isn't that good?
That's, and the other thing that I was curious about, Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
Very much like Rob Spiewak.
Really?
In this regard.
Well, physically,
there is some guy that was in Marilyn Manson's band, and he, Buzz, are you familiar with this?
I heard about this.
He is suing Marilyn Manson for like $150,000. He says that Marilyn Manson shocked, did Viking, did coke, but also he said that Marilyn Manson collects Nazi artifacts.
Right.
What makes a Nazi?
Uh-oh.
How does he get that way?
He said that Marilyn Manson has SS typewriters, swastika wall tiles, and a handbag that belonged to Eva Braun, but where he really tops Rob.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I...
Not with the tiles?
Get this correctly.
I can only imagine how great that typewriter is.
Oh, stop it.
He also has the full skeleton of a 4-year-old Chinese girl and African masks made of human skin.
Jesus.
How's your buddy Marilyn Manson doing?
Wow, you going to go over to his house soon?
The weird thing is, you know, in public, he seems so normal.
The guy suing him said Marilyn Manson would mix absinthe with cocaine, and that's just a bad mix. Well, that's what Stevie Ray Vaughan used to drink bourbon with cocaine. I think it was Jack Daniels with cocaine.
Oh, Buzz gives that Cheshire cat grin.
Yeah, you
how about that
idea?
He looks like Garfield the cat over there going... That's a bad mix.
Ah, with cocaine.
You just jot that down.
Wow.
Technology marches on. The flying cars are here, just like on the Jetsons. So you will get to see them in your lifetime, even if flying one is still decades away. A Davis, California company called Moeller International has already taken their invention out for a spin. Taking off and landing vertically, it glides 10 feet above the ground and can travel up to 50 miles an hour. Since it's not a hovercraft, it can glide smoothly over rocks and other uneven surfaces. And because it's not like the hoverboards in Back to the Future, it can go over water. No bridges required. But like on the Jetsons, it's a round, disc-shaped object.
Did you say bridges?
Yes, I did.
Are your bridges safe?
Question of the day.
Yeah. I'm Donnie Dickweed tonight on Eyewitness News.
Are your bridges about to fall down, too?
Good afternoon.
Just like
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
We found the bridges to be structurally deficient.
Ass cover, ass cover, ass cover.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
Just like on the Jetsons, it's a round disc that you sit in the middle of, just like George Jetson did. Now, he had a bubble over
his. I want one, and I know he wants one.
Otherwise, this thing looks exactly the same as George Jetson.
I gotta have one.
You'll get one.
And George Jetson.
And you'll get one before anybody else gets
one. George Jetson would go up that tube that landed him in his house, and his briefcase would flop up. And
I thought you were talking about Jane for a second.
So it's a little flying saucer.
Jane Jetson's fallopian tube.
And it really works. Takes off and lands vertically, can do 50 miles an hour over any terrain.
But does it make that same?
I don't know.
How high up in the air does it go?
You know, about 10 feet. About 10 feet right now.
That would suck. You want higher though?
10 feet.
No, 10 feet. You still have to go around obstacles.
They got it off the freaking ground. I'd be glad about that.
Is this real or is this a made up story?
No, this is a real company, Davis, California.
This could revolutionize.
Davis?
This could
Davis, California. Sure, it's working.
Northern California, Sacramento.
This could revolutionize the way we commute, though.
You laugh though. 10 feet. That's high enough to get you above traffic.
Yeah, it is.
I want to live in I want to live in the Minority Report world where the cars go up the sides of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, Daddy-O.
That is cool.
And you, you take a branch off a plant and it goes ow.
And everywhere you walk, it says, "Hello, Don. Uh-huh. Have you bought anything with your American Express today?" Hello, Don.
It's coming.
You look like you'd like some oral. Why? There's a cat house right down.
Minority Report's a pretty cool sci-fi.
You've seen those ads. Mm-hmm.
It's got that one problem with it, though.
What's
Tom Cruise.
Other than that, a perfect world.
That's right.
I bet that happens someday, though, really, because in Minority Report, what happens is as you're walking past video billboards, the billboard looks at your retina and figures out who you are and makes each ad personal.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that happening.
I was talking to a guy last weekend about an idea he has that he has not implemented yet about, you talk about making ads personal.
Yeah.
It was so, I mean, he was one of these thinking guys, not like me, you know, a mallet head, and I was kind of overheated and distracted. But it was how they will tailor, with research, they will tailor ads specifically to the show and to their audience. I mean, almost to, you know, an individualized commercial. Not because, hey, you're gonna buy beer because you're watching a football game, but the profile of the type of person will not only be the type of product that's sold, but exactly what's included in the commercial, because it hits certain buzz things that you want to see in a commercial.
We are becoming so niche-oriented.
The best is yet to come. I mean, when you're watching stuff, it's amazing. It's not going to just be frequency anymore. It's going to be targeting a commercial with the content of the commercial that'll be designed for the particular viewer that it's got. It's
customized.
It's weird.
And I want it eventually where it just like in Minority Report, everything's on a screen. And as you're walking through a mall, you just point at something and bing. There it is right there.
It's yours.
Or bada bing. That'll never change.
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
I can't explain.
Oh, that piano work, too. Wow.
That's nice.
Fabulous.
Meanwhile, back in the real world, a ridiculous new law in Virginia has been struck down by a court as unconstitutional. You know the one I'm talking about.
Huzzah! The one that charged you $3,000 goddamn dollars for speeding.
That's right. The law raised the maximum punishment for speeding to $3,550. The law went into effect July 1st, so it's taken about a month for it to get struck down.
And bravo!
And the good news about this is that if you're from out of the state of Virginia...
Exactly.
And you're speeding, you get stuck with a regular ticket. But if you're lucky enough to live in Virginia and you get pulled over by Smokey, it's $3,000.
That's why it was struck down. It only applies to Virginia drivers. If you're from out of state, drive as fast as you want. If you lived here, that'll be $3,500.
It's that easy.
It violates the Constitution's equal protection under the law provision, as you would think state lawmakers would have known before they passed it, especially since so many of them are lawyers. Surprised you didn't know that.
Who is the new town or area that is fighting this buzz?
Last I heard, it was Front Royal was fighting it.
I thought there was a second town that was jumping up, isn't there?
Enrico County, just outside of Richmond.
Gotcha.
Enrico. Mm-hmm. Even though I would pronounce it Enrico.
Yes, Enrico.
Suave.
Well, at least, good news to report, at least one segment of the Iraqi economy has benefited from the more than 4 years of fighting there. The armored car repair business is, pardon the expression, booming. And that's just fixing the armored police car. That's right.
Hey, welcome to the service station. Just pull up your armored vehicle over here. Welcome to Baghdad Motors. I'm Cliff Clavin, otherwise known as Pope Ratzenberger.
My prices are insane!
In one shop alone, a dozen SUVs a day pull in to have their bullet-riddled chassis repaired. And there are five other armored car repair shops nearby. The mechanics at these shops each make enough money to feed a family of four. This one shop gives good jobs to 90 Iraqi breadwinners and says it could hire more if only it had the space. Other Iraqis have found work forging visas and food ration cards handy for the arms smuggler on the go.
All right, listen, we had it in the service bay just for about 10 minutes. I got to be honest with you, your vehicle is shot.
So to speak. We may have our first case of shopping cart rage. In Dutchess County, New York, a 45-year-old man was beginning to get impatient with the 72-year-old woman in front of him at the checkout stand.
Yes.
At the Super Stop and Shop on Route 6 last
Why
night.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, no. Well, at least she was using a debit card instead of writing a check or digging for change, but she was having some kind of trouble.
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
And our man Jim, behind her, reached the end of his rope. He bumped her with his shopping cart.
Yeah?
She said something. And then Jim literally ran over the woman with his shopping cart.
Jim!
Well, here's the bad part. He charged out of the store without paying.
Oh, no.
The old woman was treated for, I'm sorry, let me say this seriously.
Yeah,
straight
come on
face.
Now. What are you laughing
this
at?
Is not,
where's your credibility
This
there?
Is not funny.
Oh,
The old woman was treated for head and other injuries.
Oh, my.
Jim now faces various criminal charges. Including shoplifting.
She had a debit card, though, right?
Yeah, she did. No coin purse, no checkbook.
The checkbook and the coin. Have you ever seen the checkbook and the coin purse?
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
It's not funny, Buzz.
Not funny at all.
I'm not funny at all.
I am so embarrassed. He starts laughing, and then I laugh. Rupert Murdoch. Is there anything he doesn't own? The Australian billionaire owns everything from The Simpsons to the Fox News Channel. He owns MySpace, several sports teams, and the National Rugby League.
Yeah.
He owns billboard companies and publishing houses, including HarperCollins and Harper Morrow.
He owns things just like I will own our fantasy football league this year.
Rupert owns magazines, including TV Guide and a string of newspapers in Britain and Fiji.
I will own it, baby.
Yours.
Booyah!
Rupert Murdoch owns four movie studios, at least eight satellite cable networks, and the satellites that carry them on Sky and DirecTV.
And you're upset with him, why?
He owns the Fox Network and dozens of TV stations. He owns the New York Post and now the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones.
You
Hello? Can not have pizza.
LSJ. LSJ Usbay.
Okay, maybe a little. The only thing Rupert Murdoch doesn't own are our American political candidates. Yesterday, Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards called out Hillary for taking more than $20,000 in donations from officials at Murdoch's News Corp. No comment yet from Hillary's camp. Edwards says he will return the $1,000 that he got from three Fox employees, $1,000, but he says he will not give back the $800,000 he got from the Murdoch-owned publisher of his book. Most of the money, says Edwards, went to Habitat for Humanity, and Edwards says he'll donate the rest of it to charity once he gets it.
You know, these guys, all of these politicians would be smart not to talk about donations at all because they're all dirty.
Comes back to bite you.
Of course, and you can't keep track of all
and
of
Rupert
it.
Rupert Murdoch, seriously, I know it's fashionable to jump on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, he's done a lot to make TV better.
Which is all I care about. Right.
I mean, he's put satellites up. He's revolutionized the way we look at sports.
He's given us the first fair and balanced news network.
I got you there. Okay, but still,
yes.
I don't have a hard on for him. I think the guy's done an incredible amount.
It frightens me how much he owns, though.
Why? It's like Donald Trump owns a lot of stuff too. That doesn't bother you.
I consider him just another attractive older man. That's my opinion of Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, Rupert
is his friend's call.
Right about that,
Rupert Murdoch.
Which raises the question, how many conquests do you need before you get married?
Buzz, is it his politics or the fact that it's owning a lot of stuff?
Both. I mean, and the stuff that he owns is very influential in our lives. It's the media. He owns the newspapers, the TV stations. He can actually, I think, control public opinion to a certain extent, and especially with his views, I'm not fond of that.
Ditka can control the weather with his moods.
I know one thing he doesn't control.
What's that?
That man right there.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Very you know, and as he gets older, what is he now? How old is he?
I don't know his age. He looks 80.
As he gets older, he won't be able to control his bowels.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
That was a race.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
You beat me because I laughed.
This is a race to the waste. Let's see that instead of the race for the cure.
The race for the waste.
The race for the waste.
Okay, we're going to put a bucket down at the end here, and we're going to start at Starbucks.
Go!
Well, here's a good question for Friday night. How many conquests does a person need before they get married? 12, according to a mathematician at the University of Sydney. He says if you boost your experience in this way by having a dozen, you'll increase your chances of relationship success to about 75%.
Ugly sex situations, cheap jokes, and dirty dialogue are not wanted.
Got them all. That's an increase, by the way, of about 30%. You can, by about a third, improve your chances of having, say, a successful marriage, for example, by banging about 12 people beforehand.
That sounds reasonable.
Have you had your dirty dozen yet? And a new study.
Have you?
What?
It's a rhetorical
question. Are you kidding? Please.
We're dirty little boys, you
before
and me.
Before I was out of eighth grade, Mike.
Out of eighth grade.
But a new study says nearly one in five men in this country has had trouble performing sexually. Nearly one in five guys. Well, you've spoiled it. I was just going to say that means one of us here in the studio. For
Rob Spiewak.
And, I'll admit it, I have.
And sure, men over 70, like me, have a 70% failure rate.
No, I have, like, but it's always been hooch related. You
sure,
know?
That'll do it.
Or absolutely something's on my mind terribly. Mm-hmm. I've had that. I'm here freely to admit it. I know it's never happened to you. Huh. I know. Superman. Peter North.
Always a home run.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ, I was I was trying to think of it. Like, I was being audited by the IRS like 5 years ago. I sit there going, God, get a boner. You would not believe it. No matter what the situation is.
He actually responded to it sexually.
I'm aroused.
So truly. And it was used to be embarrassing during contract negotiations.
And also, that's why I have to sit down during funerals.
Right.
Very exciting.
Wow. I just can't help it. You know
there
saying?
It is.
That's an inappropriate reaction.
The dull creak of the casket.
A lot of people have those.
That's why I call them blue pill Geronimo.
Well, researchers say it's
Mike, I don't take no pills.
I know, but you're like it's like you do.
You are the blue pill.
He makes the pills.
Researchers say it's not so much about age, it's about diet and exercise. The study found that men have engorgement issues because they gorge themselves on...
Did you just touch your thing?
No, I just pulled my T-shirt out. Like
oh,
this.
Okay.
No, no.
Men have these issues because they...
Now you're touching yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Stop it.
Sorry.
You'll get strapped.
I know.
Alfonso Schofield.
Junior.
And your father.
Anyway, they say guys are eating too much. Former Bears and Saints coach Mike Ditka says he won't be at tomorrow's induction ceremony at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In fact, he says he won't go to any of the ceremonies until disability payments for the players improve. Quoting Iron Mike, I'm in the restaurant business. I'm busy.
You know, that's really a good stance for Ditka to take because he's one of the guys that's making boatloads of money. He doesn't have to walk away to help out the guys that are all busted up.
Good for him.
That's good.
And finally, in Madison, Wisconsin, a couple of 33-year-old brothers-in-law jumped into the Ford Explorer and went out looking for a hooker. Just one. They were on a budget. 42-year-old Brenda was up to the challenge and at a reasonable price, $50 a guy, paid in advance. But before she'd even finished with one of the guys, a Lincoln Town Car pulled up. Brenda hops out of the Explorer into the town car, and it speeds away. The brothers-in-law gave chase and rammed the town car over and over again with their Explorer. Eventually, the town car spun out and stopped right in front of a police car.
Huh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Fiona. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll be back Monday.
with the 20-minute segments you love. Mike, have a good weekend. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
And the 20 minutes is almost up. Hurry.
I got accepted to Joe Theismann's Bad Touch quarterback camp.
Peter North.
You win.
This is the Don and Mike Show.